The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Burgers, Falcho, Gajee and Clara coming Luke Class, Gail and a shock to the show. The meet Tom Comack, as always, with you on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And, my special guest in studio tonight is one of Donegal's newest All-Ireland champions, Owen McGillabreager from Gweedore. And Owen, of course, is a member of the Gweedore GAA group that were crowned All-Ireland Score Lero champions last Saturday in Belfast. And Owen, Falcho Roth.
Good morning.
And tell me, how does it feel to be an All-Ireland champion?
I'm still kind of a bit shocked about it, but having an All-Ireland medal and to brag about it is great.
Yeah, I've had a good few All-Ireland champions in here. I think one of the last one was a Gweedore man as well, Eamon McGee, so you're joining good company.
Oh, that's big company, I'll tell you. But he's a good player, I'm just a chancer.
And tell me, how has it been since, obviously, it was in Belfast last Saturday, wasn't it? At the Score Centre.
Yeah, and we stayed up on Saturday night and we had a great night up there.
Big party.
And then on the way home, it was just surreal coming back. But Sheila Gallagher, who's the club cultural officer down in Gweedore, is away on holidays, so we're waiting until she comes back until we celebrate properly.
Oh, so the big party when she comes back.
And yeah, we'll bring the trophy into the club chat down in Gweedore, and hopefully we'll have a good night's entertainment.
Yeah, we're going to let Owen settle in for a moment, because we're going to hear from the Donegal chairman of the Masters Gaelic Association in Donegal here, Paul Gallagher, on the new season ahead. And just before we go to Paul, just to thank Oisín Kelly for sitting in for me last week at short notice and did a fantastic job. So ready to take over the GAA programme at any stage. But as I said, we're joined here in studio by Owen McGillabreager from Gweedore. We'll be back to Owen in a few minutes. But first of all, we are joined now by Paul Gallagher, who is the chairman of the Donegal Masters Gaelic Association. Well, Paul, delighted you could join us tonight, and new season upon you with the Donegal Masters. How are things shaping up?
Very well, Tom. Thanks for having me on the show this evening. We kicked everything off there a couple of weeks ago, having an AGM, and we had a good enough turnout for it, and there's great interest this year, and we managed to elect a new committee for the forthcoming season, which was quite a priority for us.
Yeah. And tell me, when does the season start? You know, when does the competition start?
The competition, I would say, will be starting in the beginning of July. There's a mass association meeting this Friday in Cavan, which we'll be attending, which will go through this year's fixture. So we'll know more on Friday.
And of course, Donegal back in the competition last year for the first time in quite some time, and you know, a good successful year, one would have to say. What won the Shield, which is really a third, fourth place playoff?
Yeah, well, it was good to get some silver in our first year back. That was an added bonus. The priority was getting up and running again, and if we made any finals, that was a bonus. So that was fantastic, making the final, and we're only points difference from making the main semi-final for Cavan. Beat us just on points. We were level with them on 6 points for the league, but they had a better goal difference from us, so we weren't far away from it. So this year we're looking to push on again.
Yeah, and tell me, you were one of the young lads last year in the team. What was it like? What was the competition like? What was the level of football, the standard of football?
Well, that was, I think, surprising to a lot of players that came in to the fold, Tom, where they're expecting it to be a bit of a lower level, but the standards is reasonable. It's a higher level than you would imagine, and the fitness level, the physicality is still there at that grade. So from that perspective, it's very good for the players to have that sort of level of competition. Like, it's, you'd say it would be senior reserve level, to be honest.
So obviously it requires a bit of training and a good level of fitness.
Well, most of the boys keep themselves in good shape, Tom. When we come together once a week, that's more to gel and go through basic things for games. But the general fitness in the squad is phenomenal, to be honest. Boys are really taking care of themselves and in good shape. So there's probably
quite a few of them still playing. I know John Harn was with you last year, Jared McGrenner, among others, you know.
Well, most of the boys are still playing with their respective clubs, be it at senior level, intermediate or reserve football. A couple of the boys are actually referees, as you know, like sort of Mark McShane there and Mike Michael McShane and Val Murray. So they hung up the boots thinking there was no more football. They played and started refereeing, and lo and behold, they're back in the field again playing.
Yeah. And tell me, have you many of last year's squad? I know you had a big squad last year, up to 40 players, I think, at some stage.
Well, the thing is, there's nobody going to be overage for this condition. So we have about the nucleus the same as last year. We've added players such as Barry McLaughlin. Very interesting getting involved there from St. Michael's.
And, of course, starting still with St. Michael's on a regular.
Exactly. So phenomenal player himself, and still is.
Brilliant. And I can imagine there's a few more that have got into the age group as well.
Exactly. We're putting the feelers out. There's a few other lads that are still playing senior football, and it's difficult to give that commitment as well. But the whole thing with the Masters, Tom, is to give them an outlet that they don't have to be still playing at that level, and there's something to fall back on other than just hanging up the boots.
Mm. I suppose a lot of people maybe be concerned about health and safety and the age of players and everything. Is that a consideration? Or?
Well, I think that's a consideration at all levels, Tom. The Masters Association don't take that lightly. We have our own insurance in place, the indemnity in all the pitches we play on. And each player has their own insurance, really. But as I said before, most of the players are in great shape. Like, it's not like boys are out there that haven't played for a while or maybe a bit overweight around the waist. Like, but the health-wise, yeah, everybody's in good shape. And the other thing about the Masters, it's very much promoting mental health as well. So good health, good well-being, and good mental health as well is a priority.
Yeah, and I know you have a squad in place and you're raring to go. You're back training soon, aren't you?
We're starting up next Wednesday again at College Yearly in Letterkenny, so we'll be out there next Wednesday at 7:30. So if any players out there that are interested in come along, that's the place to be. That's our base. Fantastic facilities out there with the college there, and thanks to Mickey Gibbons there for giving us the use of those facilities.
And I know you have one problem. You have a squad in place, you have a venue, you have everything, but you don't have a manager.
That's right, Tom. We were lucky enough to have John McNulty and Dara Dolan on last year, who done a fantastic job for us. Unfortunately, it's a good fortune for John. He's now managing St. Noll's. And Dara's got other commitments. He's after getting married there as well. So we're on outlook for a new manager. However, we kept John involved. He's the vice chair, so that's fantastic. So it's good to have that continuity with him. Mm. But primarily,
he'd be there to advise.
He was there to advise, yes. keep me right.
John McNulty, Director of Football.
That's the one, yes. So we're very much putting the feelers out there at the moment through the county. If there's anybody out there who's interested in getting involved. It is once a week. It's not like a club management where you're pretty much 7 days a week. So it's a bit less time involvement. And then games then will be starting in July. And there'll be about five or six games in the group stages then through the semis and final. So it's not such a big commitment, but it's a very rewarding one, I would say, for anybody who wants to come in.
Right, you've got the airwaves. Sell it. Sell the squad. Sell the setup. Sell the team to the potential manager. What is it about it?
Well, I think it's coming in. Everything's already set up for that manager. We have the structures in place. We have sponsors in place. And primarily we have a squad who are eager, willing, and very capable of doing a good championship this year. So anyone who's coming in, they'd have full support of the committee and the players, and it'd make an easy job for them to do, just to get the boys structured and ready to go come championship.
And where do I apply, or how do I apply?
You can allow yourself, Tom.
No, thanks, no.
Taking you on for a mock interview. But anybody who wanted to apply, there's either call myself or our secretary Sinead Boyce. We give details out on that as well.
Yeah, and you're by phone, is it, or by email?
By phone is fine.
Yeah, so just give us your number.
It's 087.
Yeah.
960.
4817. 4817. That's 087-960-4817.
That's correct.
That's Paul Gallagher. So that's Paul Gallagher, chairman of the Donegal Masters Gaelic football team. And they're looking for a manager. And you have an email address as well, have you?
It's pm_gallagher@hotmail.com.
That's an easy one to remember. Is there a closing date or anything just as soon as you can?
As soon as you can. So, as I said, we're starting up next Wednesday, so we'll be taking a few sessions ourselves to get a manager in place and just get the boys gelling together.
Look at Paul. We'll hopefully you'll get some calls after that or get somebody of interest, and all the best for the new season.
Thank you very much, Tom. We'll be seeing you soon, I'm sure.
That's Paul Gallagher there, chairman of the Donegal Masters Gaelic Association. And, well, you heard Paul. He has a squad. He has a team. He has sponsors. They have a venue for training. They're back training next week. And a panel of players eager. So any of you budding managers out there, or maybe a manager who has some spare time, Paul would like to hear from you. That number for Paul is 087-960-4817. I'll give you that number again. It's 087-960-4817. Or you can also contact Paul at email address is pmgallagher@hotmail.com. I'll give you that email address again. It's actually pmgallagher@hotmail.com. I'll give you the address later in the programme as well. But Paul, I'd love to hear from you. And obviously the Donegal enjoyed good success last year with that Masters football. They got to the Shield final and won it, defeated Offaly in the final, and they're back in training next week as well. Well, we're returning to our guest tonight, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined here by Owen McGillibrige from Gweedore, of course, a member of the Gweedore GAA group, who won the All-Ireland Leiru in the All-Ireland Score competition last Saturday up in Belfast. And of course, Owen, you're the writer, you're the director, I think, producer, and you're acting. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, what happened was there was somebody else in doing the part, and a week before we went to the Donegal semi-finals, he had to pull out because he had other commitments. So they said to the rest of the cast, said, look, you know the lines, do it. And so I've been taking part in it since as well.
Yeah. And of course, and acting on the stage and even TV is nothing new to you.
Well, I'm pretty good at acting Egypt, I suppose. But
yeah. Well, you've appeared in television. You've been on Ross and Aroon, haven't you?
Yeah.
And See You Burn.
Well, I didn't make See You Burn, but FFC was a follow up to that, and I was on that for a while as well.
Brilliant. Anyway, tell us about the Leiru, and it's people would recall it, older people, the older generation maybe would recall it as the novelty act, but it's expanded a little bit out from that now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a short sketch, but it has to be done within 10 minutes. And like if you're on the stage more than 10 minutes, you're penalised. Every second counts, as they say. So you have to do it within that period of time and try and get as much in as you can. It normally has to be historical or topical as well. As I was chatting to you earlier, I was saying it's pretty hard to write something historical.
Because your piece is historical.
Yeah, well, it's about Niall McGillivrige from Chrysla, who wrote his name on his cart in Irish, and he was pulled up about it because it was illegal. And
this is going back when?
This is 1905.
Brilliant. It's a true story. It's a historical fact.
Any
relation?
No, but I'd say if we went back far enough, he probably was.
Yeah.
But he was also a poet and a writer, and he wrote songs. Muchrobagi Bung Trukati is one of his, The Hills of Donegal, and Antrucklin Dun.
Yes.
And Antrucklin Dun is actually referring to that day when he was stopped by the Bobby, the policeman, and he called him Thingamy because he couldn't remember his name either. It was a bit disrespectful. And he refused to pay the fine. So there was a court case in Dublin, and Conrad na Gaeilge at the time sent Patrick Pearce to defend him. And that was Patrick Pearce's first time and last time as a lawyer.
Brilliant. Just the one case. And the case was in Dublin, even though he was caught, obviously, in Donegal, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he had to go to Derry to pay the fine then. And when he landed in Derry, the story is that when he came out to pay the fine, he was told that a well-dressed gentleman had come down and paid the fine. So it's presumably it was Paddy McPierce paid the fine, but right. That's not confirmed.
As guilt for losing the case.
Probably, but it was his first and last time.
And he had a horse and cart or a trap or whatever, was
yeah.
it? And he had his name written in Irish.
His name written in the old Irish on McGillivrige. And he was stopped by the Bobby, and he was inquired, and the Bobby says, I can't read your name. and it has to be legible to me to understand it. It was like having a number plate.
Yeah.
So he broke the law and he refused to pay the fine, and they were taken to court, and he either that or a fortnight imprisonment. So when he went out to pay the fine in Derry, somebody else had already paid it.
Right, right. And how did you come across the story?
Well, on Tuckley and Dunn, it's been I've known about this story for years. It just was right time to do it, I suppose. I don't know. It was in my head.
And obviously, you've done a lot of works as well. That's not just the only one you've done. You are a known writer.
Well, I'm only starting to. I was writing away, but I didn't think it was any good. So just recently, the Cranagh and Gidor were running this thing about writing stuff in Irish. So I did a couple of sketches and a couple of plays, and that kind of spurred me on. And then 2 years ago in 2015, we did a sketch in Scorn the Nog with the Aisteriog and the Cranaige, and we got to the Ulster Finals, and that was as far as we got, which was a good achievement. The following year, we did another one that I wrote, and it got to the Ulster Finals, and unfortunately, our sound just decided not to play ball on the day. And it affected the sketch, and unfortunately we didn't get through. So then just at the beginning of this year, we decided we'll do another one in the seniors, and Sheila Gallagher kind of put her trust in me, and I wrote the sketch, approached her, and Sheila was kind of looking at it while we went and says, where the hell is he going with this? But she stuck with me, and it was great help. Fantastic help. And the club,
and Sheila took part in it.
Sheila took part in it, and she was never on the stage before, she said. And she was fantastic. And there was seven of us on stage. Some who were on stage before, some who weren't. And we just had fun. We actually had fun, and I think that came across. And it was mostly in Irish. We had one girl who was Scottish, speaking with a Scottish accent. So like the normal case is when people are speaking in English and they don't understand the Irish speaker, well, we didn't understand the English speaker. So every time she spoke, we'd look at each other, and the young fella, one of the young guys, understood her, but every time he spoke, I always says, who asked you? Kay or Kes Jartha? So there was kind of a lot of fun.
And tell me, okay, you were in it, Sheila Gallagher in it. Who else was in it?
Emma New Fiedishke, or Emma Wariski, Kieran Winters, Aidan Carroll, Colm O'Beale, and Anna Nivrin.
Brilliant.
And we just had fun. Great fun.
Yeah, and it was a great journey, I'm sure, the whole way. Because, you know, we started getting reviews about you, and there was rave notices about you from very early in the competition. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, we weren't. It was funny when we were heading up to Muff for the semi-finals, the first outing, and we were saying, God, wouldn't it be great to get as far as the Donegal finals? Wouldn't it be great to get? And then we got, and as you go on, you get a bit grittier and a bit grittier. And they, like, it's just surreal. When we won the Ulster, I was going, this is great. And then we decided, we just says, well, we're here now. We stand a 4-1 chance of winning, you know.
That's great. And Tato Egeish, the Leshan Clark, come and look, Glass Gael, and a Shockman Show, and me, Tom Comack. That's my special guest in studio, writer, actor, producer, and Owen McGillabrigia from Gweedore. And of course, Owen was a member of that Donegal, or Gweedore, score Sinsir Lero All-Ireland winners last weekend, and of course they're celebrating as well. And you can text us on the programme if you wish to do so on 086 60 25000. If you want to text us from the north of Ireland, you can do so on 086 00353 86 60 25000, because those All-Ireland winners in Tyrone as well, they're set dancers. I think it was dancers from St. Enda's and Oma won the All-Ireland set dancing, and the other Ulster winner was Clonduff, the ballad group from County Ballet Down group, I think from County Down. So a good night for Ulster. Only gone had a couple of other competitors, Trinity Shoal from Dunloe, and the quiz team from Aero, Ballyshannon. And I'm delighted to see I'm also joined by a man that probably was given those rave reviews from very early on in the competition, Fergus McGee, who is the Irish Language and Cultural Officer with the Donegal County Board. Good night to you, Fergus. You can't be with us, but you're on the phone.
I'm on the phone, Richard Tallman. I'm just listening in there to you, and a great job. And don't believe half of what Owen McGillivray is telling you there. He would lead you to believe that he's very, you know, his modesty comes across, but I can tell you he's an exceptional guy when he wants to put a show together, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, as we mentioned, we had three finalists in an All-Ireland, which is probably new for a first time for a long time anyway.
It absolutely is, Tom, and just in case I forget to do it again, I want to thank you personally, and I want to thank Highland Radio, because Oisín, in fairness, he rang us last week and gave us a bit of a preview, you know, before the thing, and then you're good enough to give us a bit of a coverage, and that means an awful lot to score. But yeah, you're right, we did have two other, Katrina Solon from Dunlow, and Katrina was, you know, a lot of people felt, you know, that as from a singing point of view, that Katrina was probably the best singer
she,
there.
She but was in the solo singing.
She was in the solo singing, and it was a girl from Tipperary, and score's funny in that respect. There was a lot of people around that were saying there was a guy there as well. He was from Longford now. He was very, very good as well. But a lot of people were thinking it was between Katrina and the guy from Longford, but the decision went to a girl from Tipperary. Very good singer as well. I'm not taking away from her or anything like that, but it's down to the personal taste sometimes of the adjudicator. And Katrina was happy herself afterwards in that she felt she performed to the best of her ability. She did a great job. Like she would do you proud. She did Dunlow, Donegal and Ulster indeed proud and herself, because she couldn't have sang better than she did on the night. And I hope that she'll come back again. She did say to me at the start of the year that this was she was giving it a rest after this, but I do hope that she'll change her mind. But for Katrina to get out, as Owen was saying there earlier on, just to get out of Donegal this year was a feat in itself, because the quality of the, and not just in the solo singing, but even in what Owen was, I mean, there was great other Leiru acts as well, from Letterkenny Gaelson, from Glen Swilly, and every competition you could mention was hotly contested. And then the other competitors that we had was in the quiz in Trán na Gceist, and that was Éirigh Bailliseanna, and that's led by Sylvester Maguire. And, you know, I felt, because the standard bearers, as everyone knows in Donegal, from a score point of view and from a Trán na Gceist or from a quiz point of view, for many, many years have been Fanet Gaels, and they pipped Fanet Gaels by, I think it was only one mark on the night, and I thought, well, anyone that can do that can go a long, long way, you know. But
yeah, and Fanet Gael are former All-Ireland champions.
They are former All-Ireland champions, and you know they'll be back again too. But it's just when you see anyone that's capable of beating Fanet Gael, you've got to say, well, they're bound to go a long way. The quiz itself, I was at it. It was at 11 o'clock and it was particularly difficult. I mean, the winning team there only scored 76%. You know what I mean? And they finished up in a respectable, I would say, mid-table type of situation. But a lot of the questions were, it was a particularly difficult quiz, I would put it that way there. But yeah, you're right, Tom. I mean, the big thing from our point of view was that we had three acts from Donegal, three out of eight in an All-Ireland final. There's not many counties that actually had that. You know, Tipperary were very strong this year as well. But, you know, for Donegal to do that, it was incredible. And Katrina, I haven't got the results yet. We'll get them, I would hope, maybe in the course of this week. But she must have surely finished in second place, you know, because the performance,
and
I guess, it was
tremendous. Tell me, sorry for rushing you, Fergus, because we're coming up tight against the clock.
Yeah.
What was it about the Guido Orr group? What was it about their act?
From the very first day that I saw them, I think I said it now, and I'm not saying it after the event. I think Owen would know that I saw that there's huge, huge potential there. And the big thing about it is that it was Don Trí Bhean na Gaeilge. They'd done it in the Irish language. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Owen was saying he thinks maybe the first time ever.
I think he's right. I think it, but now we've had recitations in the past that were in Irish with Noel O'Gallagher and within Father Sean and that. But for a full fledged. What we still call the novelty act, really, they call it Leiru now, to be in Irish and the way that it was put. But the quality of the acting was second to none, you know, and it was the cleverness of the whole thing. I mean, Owen was explaining to you there what it was about and all that, and you could say there's a very serious set of circumstances, but they managed to put a bit of music into it, a bit of singing into it, a bit of Shannos dancing, and an awful lot of humour as well. So it was a very cleverly I would credit all of them, but I would credit in particular probably Owen, because Owen did mighty work with that particular play, you know.
Congratulations coming in there, Owen, from Anton. I'm sure you know probably who Anton is, but he texts us on 086 60 25,000. And just to remind you, if you missed part of the programme or you want to listen back to the programme, you can do so on www.highlandradio.com or on the Highland Radio app from tomorrow morning. And just when I'm on, people listening on the World Wide Web, I must wish best wishes and congratulations on the recent 50th wedding anniversary to two very good listeners of the programmes way over in the Big Apple in New York. That's Peter and Teresa McCormick. Met them recently at a family occasion, and congratulations. I know I was to send that request last week, Teresa, but I wasn't here, so hopefully you'll forgive me for leaving it so late. So best wishes to Peter and to Teresa McCormick in New York, who listen religiously to the programme every Wednesday night. And Fergus, what does this do for Donegal, for scoring Donegal? Because, you know, as you mentioned, Fanad Gaels won in All-Ireland, I think, back in 92 on the Tráthnóna Gaisht. We have three other winners, I think, four in all. Nollaig O'Gallagher, Antahar Sean O'Gallagher, agus Patsy Sweeney from Éirí Ballyshannon.
That's correct, yeah. And then in scoring and Og, we have some winners as well. But we certainly wouldn't be table toppers when it comes to Ulster, indeed, or and certainly not at All-Ireland level. So what it does for Donegal, Thomas, hopefully it'll involve more clubs. This year we had 28 clubs in scoring and Og, and we had 20 in scoring. So that's huge numbers, as you would well know yourself, Tom, from you. I know you had involvement in score. So the numbers are going up, the competition's getting better, and the more clubs that take part, the more competition that brings to the county itself. That means that when they go out, I remember a time when there'll be a straight county final, and the next thing they'll be standing out against the Tyrones and the Derrys of this world, and they'll get beat. Do you know what I mean? At least now they're going through semi-finals, they're going through finals. They're taking the time, you know, they're practicing well ahead of schedule. There's a time when, you know, someone would meet somebody at Mass on the Sunday before scoring, they'll try to put something together. That's not the case anymore. They're now probably a couple of months even beforehand getting ready to...
I can tell you that Owen is already thinking about defending the title. He was telling me earlier.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. I'm sure that will spur on the Glenswillies and the Gael that you're counting and all the other clubs.
We can't forget Niamh Columba. I think they won the Scornoge.
They won the Scornoge quiz this year, and in the recitation and the Irish Arad, we had Conor O'Gallagher from Clonmacnoise, and he was in the All Ireland final as well. So for us to have that many, even taking just to appear in an All Ireland final of score, is a big thing, you know. And you've got to obviously be an Ulster champion apart from the quiz that put them straight through. But you know, at the end of the day, I still have the photograph of Niamh Columba, the Niamh Columba team, and it's Donegal at the very top, like, you know, and all the other counties below it, you know. And hopefully that, you know, Sylvester and the lads, and that the Fanet lads, and indeed every other club as well, will stay with it, because it's sometimes you have to lose 1-1, you know.
Okay.
What I mean? And,
yeah. Fergus, unfortunately we have to leave it there. Before we go on, just back to you briefly, hopefully we'll get a chance to see you, won't we? General public?
Yes, I know it's on the 18th of July in Downings, and hopefully it'll be here in Letterkenny and a few other places down the club chat in Gweedore.
Arish, congratulations, Owen, and everybody in Gweedore, and to Fergus McGee and to Paul Gallagher, who are on the programme as well. My thanks to Jimmy Stafford. My thanks for your company tonight. Hope you enjoyed the programme. Until next week, Stánagas Bannacht.